The Judas Cross, Chapter 17. You see, dear brother, that the modern mercantile man, I come from the Americas, didn't discriminate on which creed you had to bleed to feed their greed. Protocols, privilege, moral scruples. At this level, money means nothing. It's power, possession of new lands. That's the aphrodisiac, the narcotic. These totalitarian titans wanted it all. Oh, very good speech. Very good. Bravo. Bravo, sister. So what you're saying is our father was sort of this mediating messenger boy, eh? For the sadistic psychopaths. Judas Iscariot hiling sort of thing. Hmm? I think to receive these accolades here is quite a bit more than pass paper backwards and forwards at the papal post office, don't you? Oh, this is becoming as clear as custard. What was this all shite up to during the war, sister? Well, it had to be something to do with languages and encryption, of course, but possibly the movement of people, the top elite echelon, mandarins of the Nazis. If we're going to trade in the truth, that is. They were 50 years ahead of everybody, ahead of their own time, really, especially in science. The Americans quickly realized they needed to keep them out of the reach of Stalin. This knowledge worth more than gold, rocket propulsion, nuclear. Yes, it's certainly the cherry on the top of their Manhattan project, wasn't it? Double agent, triple agent. Our father, I think, would have been helping to procure and protect, ultimately in the escape, and from the Vatican, the newly opened rat line of Bishop Hurdle's Exodus Express. They would have, they needed passports, identities, brand new backgrounds. And the Vatican City provided all of this. The Americans had sanctioned it, and they were securing their diplomatic immunity into the Promised Land. Our father was just the Rattenfanger, as the Germans would say, the Pied Piper of the people, rat catcher. Secret codes and things, and played out on Enigma machines and various other machines. He was able to contact the spies and the spooks from all over German intelligence. And I think that would have been his job. A spy catcher, eh, sister? A spy catcher. You so love to paint this pretty picture of our Peter, don't you? Well, I think he possibly collected these terrified persons from all over Europe, aided and funded by the American, OSS, the fledgling CIA, and sort of brought them back to the Vatican Papal Palace and, white exorcism. Sister? So this prior knowledge, why haven't you, why am I still plundering around in the dark if you have this, if you think you have this prior knowledge? What's Roger been up to with this, is this part of his little operation as well, the Asperger's Quartet? They found this out at the base, have they? Well, we need more confirmation on all my theories, but I mean, even the owner in the metal shop has thought the Englishness by his persona and dress, but alas, I think a little bit too over the top of this proud sort of personification of Englishness. He also, I forget, could be, as far as I'm concerned, a spook. Roger mentioned him. And I should think he's on his way as we speak, after our little tete-a-tete, through many, many powerful confidants. Who he works for, who knows? You see, brother, when all the rats were leaving the sinking ship of the SS Deutschland, by their thousands, to avoid the obvious problems like being hung by the neck until dead, they were using Red Cross passports, and we were given parcels and changes of clothing by the Red Cross, handed out by the Vatican. I mean, long had this sign been emblazoned into our sympathetic psychology as a symbol of sacred humanitarianism throughout the war. So no one would think of ever, they would be carrying anything but good tidings, apart from this time. So why did the Pope allow it then? Well, the poor old puppet poet had no choice. He'd done so many different deals with so many different devils to keep the ancient kingdom of his intact, and even such a sacred place like Monte Cassino, it would have been razed to the ground by Hitler if he hadn't have signed on, shall we say. Just one night of blitzkrieg, and the good Lord wouldn't have been able to save it. Been bombed into ruins and then sacked and raped, just as Napoleon had done before. He had to capitulate. He capitulated with the Holocaust, is that what you're saying? And then signed the treaty, yeah? Well, he didn't condone it, but, I mean, like the Romans before, he had to wash his hands of the problem. Pope Pius and Pontius Pilate, to avoid total disaster, war. No, what I think, brother, with the fires raging from the north, east, south and west, the four horses of the apocalypse, shall we say, stampeding in, Italy, Rome, had become the human corral. And only the best beasts were selected for the salvation fire sale. Had the wealth, not just wealth, but also wisdom. That's the only thing that bought you a passage on this, you know, to the promised land. Your swag bag had got to be very, very full to ride that Vatican Express. And the Red Cross exchange for the black swastika. The Allies had sanctioned it, don't forget. A newly established war office at the Vatican was working day and night sifting through the psychopaths for the best nuggets. Four, to build themselves a new modern war machine. Let's face it, they needed nuclear, they needed the jet propulsion, all the secret services and the knowledge. It was king. And only the Nazis had the knowledge about the Red Dread, the Russians, don't forget, and the Americans desperately needed that. Oh, so now you're portraying our father as some Latter-day Saint recruitment agency. Hmm? They must have. Oh, my sister, you are so wonderbar, aren't you? This homicidal, genocidal maniac, incorporated, specializing in world takeover. For all the fledgling despot leaders who desire total domination. Let's face it, sister. The Nazis had perfected the best one, hadn't they? They'd taken the British crushing imperialistic method and given it a brilliant mechanized efficiency. What's a Machiavellian method? Are all the megalomaniacs, especially America, as you say? And so God bless our dear old Da for helping them. Brother, it's no good being squeamish or sentimental. You know, it would take years to brain train people into anywhere of that capability. It was much better to buy a ready available brain drain from Germany. But, you know, to keep up with the Russians. Let's face it. Before Hitler completely went AWOL from sanity, America and had completely bankrolled him for billions. He was the great white hope, an industrial phoenix that had arisen out of the ruins of war and the Wall Street crash. Even Britain's industrialists had backed him. They thought they were absolutely fantastic. So it was a small return for what was billions. And a fire sale. A few thousand spies and come scientists. Oh, Fräulein Ravenheart, you show me your SS tattoo and I'll show you mine, eh? Oh, come on, let's get back to Harley. I'm trying to cheer you up. Little boy blue who can't accept a truth or two, eh? And what about the medallion man at the Portobello Road? What about him? Ah, my little eye spy in the sky, I'll look after him. Oh, you've got it all sorted, haven't you? My little hustler. Oh, it's all very plausible, isn't it? God, that planet-sized brain of yours, eh? It's dangerous. Ticking away constantly like a bloody clockwork orange. Jesus H. Christ, they'll probably miss you and kill me.